This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back. This is the Gilmore T Vibe on Cliff Central. Please tell a friend, tell your grannies, tell your blessers, tell your boyfriends, your girlfriends to tune in. We are live on www.cliffcentral.com. Be a part of the conversation and make use of the hashtag GTEE Vibe, and also tweet me at Gilmore TEE and of course at cliffcentral.com. For all things Zimbabwean, this is the show to listen to. So let's talk Zim. Joining me this week in studio are Chipo Mawarere, who is a lighting designer and technician, and Mkini Nyoni, a social commentator, arts practitioner and photographer. He's very controversial on social media. If you post anything, he's got something to say all the time. Mkini, welcome.
Welcome.
You always have something to say.
Not always.
But you have an opinion all the time.
Yes, I do. I'm a very opinionated person.
Yeah. And Chipo, you literally attend almost all these fancy events in Zimbabwe because you are the one who does the lighting and all these fancy things we see on stage.
Well, I have to.
So you're the suitable person to talk to actually on this episode today, because you have a lot of things that you see on stage happening.
Yeah, I really get to experience a lot.
All right. So we'll get back to you just now. So this past week in society, the Zimbabwe National Parks and Wildlife Management Authority, ZIMPARKS, on Monday captured a consignment of 200 kilograms of ivory worth over 1 million destined for Malaysia at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport. Amid reports that the illegal imports belonged to a top ZANU-PF politician. This is according to the Newsday. ZIMPARKS spokesperson Tinashe Farao confirmed the development yesterday, saying the alleged loot was recovered with the help of other state securities and agencies. We recovered 200 kgs of ivory valued at more than 500,000 on the official market, he said. Wow, corruption is still going on.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. 1 million worth of ivory, though. How do you even do that? It means everybody had a hand in that, or well, most of the people, rather.
You know, it's funny because not so long ago there was a lot of ivory that Donald Trump was trying to buy from Zimbabwe, and human rights and American law wouldn't let him buy it. So the thing that was supposed to happen is that ivory was supposed to be banned, and it's really funny when now someone's trying to smuggle it out of the country.
But then we have a good relationship with Malaysia also as our government. So that whole entire thing, was the government of Malaysia also not involved in that? To clear it? Because you need to clear something before it comes into the country, no?
Definitely.
Maybe not the government as a whole, but some individuals and some high-ranking individuals in the government, of course.
But if it was happening, it means it has been happening before anyway.
For a long time, yeah.
So why is it important for us to stop it now?
Throw the people. No, not necessarily stopping it, but make people believe that something is happening.
Ah, okay. So we are made to believe that something is happening.
Yeah.
Who's making us to believe that something is happening?
The new guys in power.
The new members.
The not so new guys in power.
The almost new wine in the old bottles.
The almost new. Sorry to say last time, the person we seem not to know, but we actually know. That's what you said last time. What did you say?
I don't remember.
The snake. You said the snake, we act like we don't know, but we actually know.
The devil. Yeah, that is. And they say the devil, you know, is better than the devil we don't. We know this devil. We just pretend we don't know the devil.
Okay, interesting. Moving right ahead, all the senior management of ZIMDEF have been forced to leave. Mkini, you have more information about that, because we recently just released this. When we did the national budget, there was a statement that was released saying that 65-year-olds going upwards will be asked to leave their positions. So do you think we're already starting to do that?
No. We are not doing that. Actually, why that headline attracted my attention, because I knew that the former minister of higher education, Jonathan Moyo,
yes,
ZIMDEF directly fell under his ministry. So I believe what they're basically trying to do is to weed out all Jonathan Moyo loyalists.
Okay.
I believe it's a political cleansing of some sort. Yeah.
But I thought maybe we're progressing, because we said we want 65-year-olds going up to just stop working and retire.
I'll believe it when I see it.
But then, why does it have to start at ZIMDEF?
Maybe because that's the place that employs the oldest people. No, the government. Anyway, ZIMDEF maybe. Maybe ZIMDEF. Swaril would know more because he's got friends at ZIMDEF.
Quite, no, I don't have friends at ZIMDEF.
Yeah, but then you play around with the 65-year-olds going up, no?
Yeah, but, you know, 65-year-olds spiritually, not...
not...
But if we are talking of retiring 65-year-olds, why don't we start at the in the presidium?
Okay. We said that last week, actually. We touched on that, saying we need to start there. So I think we're going too far from home. Charity begins at home. Right, in many cases.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It should.
But
I mean, you lead by example. If mm-hmm. you are a good leader, you know, you lead by example. Mandela, after 5 years, was like, you know what, I'm stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lead by example. I don't know who he showed that example to. You know, but so yeah, if you are a good leader, lead by example. You put down a president. We're gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start there, start closer to you, mm-hmm. so that people know, okay, this is a serious thing we need to take up.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mandela, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving right along in politics, opposition ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa has dismissed speculative reports that he was on the verge of rejoining the ruling ZANU-PF party to re-deputize President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Was he ever part of ZANU-PF?
Yes.
He was?
I believe a reluctant member of ZANU-PF because he was arrested by the Robert Mugabe government.
Mm-hmm.
He spent some time in Ikorubi for, I guess, for merely belonging to ZAPU. So so I don't believe he willingly became a member of ZANU-PF. He had to compromise. So at some point, I guess, he said, no, let me leave.
Yeah. So then seeing that maybe he's refusing these speculations, is there any future for ZAPU, actually?
Not really.
No, okay.
Because politicians are politicians. The main core of ZAPU remained in ZANU-PF
mm-hmm.
for obviously personal reasons and gains. So Dumiso Dabengwa left ZANU-PF basically on his own. So,
but you know, when you like talking to people just on the streets, a lot of people are just crying for of not having someone from the southern region of Zimbabwe being in one of the higher positions. So, don't you think if Dumiso Dabengwa is put as the deputy or vice president, a lot of people stop crying and mourning about this lack of representation?
But that was never going to happen because everything that happened, the coup that was not a coup. and everything else that was an entirely ZANU-PF project.
Okay.
So I don't see where people got this these illusions that some outsiders might be included in a ZANU-PF project.
Mm. And besides, ZAPU is like Zim said, you know, would love to see it come back, but the possibility is close.
So we don't want to see it. Would love to see, but then there's
The possibility
it's lost its relevance long back. So.
Mm-hmm. But then in all that, I respect Dabengwa.
Mm-hmm.
Because with everything, all the politics that happened in the past month,
mm-hmm.
you'd expect everyone to want to get gains from it, but then he's tending to say... no, I'm not going to get the gains that other people worked for.
Yeah.
He is refusing to be a charity case, and that for me, it's a winner.
But was he offered the vice presidency?
Whoa, that's what really
yeah, that's also
that's
another
a good
issue.
Question.
Because he had to be offered the vice president for him to turn it down. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe he was offered.
So maybe there's speculations that possibly...
possibly, maybe, because people were saying Morgan Tsvangirai is going to come in as prime minister. So it was really me, because people believed the coup was a Zimbabwean project.
Mm-hmm.
When it was actually a ZANU-PF. So we believed it was ours, so we started appointing people to positions.
All right, all right. Interesting, but talking about Morgan Tsvangirai and his movement of democratic change, look at the confusion that's happening right now. Apparently they went to the US or something.
Yes.
And they asked for the sanctions to be extended on Zimbabweans. Is that even true? Or those are speculations again?
It's true. But that, of course, we are going to pick on that just particular point because that's the topical thing.
Yes.
But I believe their visit to America was very ill-timed, and because who are they representing when they're going there?
Uh-huh.
I mean, who are they?
I think they're representing the remaining MTC supporters.
So we don't have MTC supporters anymore.
Who will be getting t-shirts next year
and respect
if they do rallies and stuff?
Yeah, at the moment we don't have a lot of MTC supporters because a lot of them joined ZANU-PF during the coup.
Well, if you want to be an MTC supporter, which MTC?
Like, because there's so many
we don't even know. We've lost count how many there are.
We've lost count.
That's called democracy.
No, they're just too
everyone's
confused.
Represented, you know.
The guys are too confused.
Oh, wow. All right, moving right along. In entertainment, according to the Herald, when Oliver Mtukudzi's former publicity shepherd, Mutamba, revealed the dark side of his former employer in his book, Tuku Backstage, many critics treated it as a case of sour grapes. Among other things, Mutamba exposed how Mtukudzi mistreated his band members and deprived them of their dues. Recently, VIA left the Black Spirits last week, citing poor remuneration and unfavorable working conditions. He worked with Tuku since 2012 and was one of the key members of the group. Apparently, Oliver Mtukudzi has lost quite a few members and they're all complaining about the same thing.
I believe what Shepherd Mutamba did was unethical. Because if you are someone's publicist, that person takes you into their confidence. So you cannot turn around and say you're publishing a book of that person's life. So really, personally, I would dismiss anything that comes from Shepherd Mutamba.
Because that's like a breach of contract.
It is a breach of contract.
Maybe they didn't have contracts. Zimbabweans were not too big on contracts.
No, but we're very educated people, right?
But we don't sign contracts.
We don't sign contracts.
But even if it's not written down, you should know that a person, if you are someone's publicist, they share with you sensitive information. So even if you have not been told to make it public, you...
Yeah, but also ethically, I'd like to think, as much as you say it's not ethical, a lot of people who release books or information on certain people, regardless of their jobs, whether it's somebody's lawyer, it's somebody's doctor, it's somebody... You know, everybody has a confidentiality thing and it becomes unethical. But I think some people then take the risk because they see as an opportunity of benefiting more. Even if you took me to court, releasing this, I'll be able to pay all the dues in whatever. Something I'm going to get more benefit than I'm going to get if I keep quiet about it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But listen, a lot of people that have an interaction with Oliver Mtukudzi say he's really not that nice of a person. I was in Maputo recently, and then I bumped into someone saying, Oliver Mtukudzi was here for the Standard Jazz Festival. And then we asked to take pictures with him. I was like, no, I don't want, I'm busy. But then, I don't know, but this is just one of the many stories that I've heard around him. So
People abuse celebrities.
Okay.
Because they have a life.
Mm-hmm.
If a celebrity is out shopping with his family or is just walking, and you just I remember was it Selo Ncube, Selo Makhe Kancube?
Yes,
he was
yes.
being interviewed on Anele's show. Mm-hmm. He said, "If I'm at the mall, I'm not working because taking selfies with you is part of my work."
Dave Chappelle was talking about that. Dave Chappelle at a Chappelle show. And his company's tagline was, "I'm rich, bitch." You know, that was his company tagline. And then people would come up to him and he's at Disneyland with his children. Come up to his, "I'm rich, bitch."
With his children.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But that's the life you have chosen, though. You need to always show a face. You always need to embrace these people.
But you don't approach a doctor at the mall and say, "I've got a high temperature. Can you feel my head?"
Understandable.
Yeah.
Yes, because at the end of the day, you remain an individual. You've got your likes, your dislikes. Despite being in the public eye, you mean you personally, I don't like people. But I've got to work with people. I've got to work with people, but I'm the kind of person who would cross the road just to avoid people.
Really?
But then I have to work with them.
Maybe you should start buying a car or cars or a bike.
You see, but that means in I'm not necessarily being rude, but I just don't like crowds around me. As long as it's got nothing to do with my work. I've worked, I'm done, and that's it.
So would you say Mutamba's book is just sour grapes, and all these people that we used to be employed by Oliver Mtukudzi are just sour also?
Wow, they... It's 50-50.
There's some element of truth in every story.
But when someone starts saying bad things about someone when they have left... I'm a kind of person who wants to hear both sides of the story before I... Because if you hear one side of a story, you might dismiss someone as the devil himself.
Yes.
So when someone has left the employ of someone, usually it's wise not to listen to... Yes.
Unless and also in agreement with that, if something's wrong, say it the time it occurs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, something like that. I think people just need to stand for what they believe to be right.
Maybe the only thing that we can say can be said in retrospect is maybe sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if someone is being sexually abused, usually
they're
not at liberty really to, because of patriarchy and a lot of other things. Yeah. But if you're not being paid well, I don't think...
Talk about it. Talk about approach it. The person.
Yeah.
But then you get fired then.
But actually, we know that Oliver Mtukudzi pays the most in the industry.
Oh, he does?
Yes. So...
I thought Jaffa pays the most with all those flashy tight clothes. I'm not a big fan, I'm sorry. Anyway.
And also, there was a time when Oliver Mtukudzi was changing his sound and he had to let go of some people because his sound was changing.
So they were not evolving.
Yeah, he was becoming more jazzy, introducing the saxophone and everything. So they were not part of and he had to let go of some people. Obviously, they'll be bitter. So
maybe we need to have a sit down with Oliver Mtukudzi and all his people that just left him.
And ask.
And taste this
sound.
But there are people like, is it Enoch?
Yeah.
Who worked with Oliver some 20 years back.
Uh-huh.
Whenever Oliver needs that vibe, that guy always comes back. So if Oliver was that bad a boss,
why would he come back?
These veterans wouldn't come back for special shows. Same Matawori is always coming back. So really.
So maybe what I would say to these guys is just don't burn your bridges, because you never know when you want to go back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you're... What do you say? When the hand that butters your bread is no more functional.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along with the internet, congratulations to two Zimbabwean designers that showcased at the 13th annual Vodacom Mozambique Fashion Week, Nkanyezi Tumalunga of GANU and Ishmael Takata of Zaguja. They were showcasing in Mozambique and they did an amazing job. So bravo to them. And still in entertainment, according to an article in The Herald, the controversial Zimbabwe Hip Hop Awards have come and gone. As usual, the awards left many people with a tangy aftertaste. Controversial singer Mudiwa, who had a rather quiet and lukewarm year, walked away with 4 awards. And the usual not humble Mudiwa even was surprised himself.
Can we please not talk about those awards?
Why should we not talk about them?
Well, I was sitting there and wondering, like, do I have to be here? And I have to remember, I'm working.
You know, I'd never attended those awards ever since their inception.
How long have they been happening, actually?
This is the 7th edition.
Edition.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on the 7th edition, a friend of mine who was nominated, Rizla, Napoth Rizla, says, I've got a +1 ticket. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting at home watching a horror by myself, and so I was really scared. He said, no, let me go out. I actually regret. I was better off with the horror.
Mm-hmm.
The awards were worse horror.
Are you kidding?
It was.
But it's been 7 years. So 7 marks the what?
That doesn't mean anything. Zimbabwe is at 37 years. What does that mark?
37. 7 is that 37. Yeah.
I remember Chipo writing on, was it on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Saying those awards made Namas look like MTV awards.
Uh-huh.
And they made the Ulawe Arts Awards look like the Oscars.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that shows you, because the NAMA Awards are not so... So if the NAMA Awards looked like the MTV Awards in comparison to those awards...
That's
I mean, this is an event where people were just standing outside, milling around, talking to each other, instead of being on the inside.
So it wasn't...
Mdiwa was being called... He'd come from outside.
Really?
When his name is called up, he'd come from outside, not from anywhere within the sitting arrangement, whatever.
Ooh. Wow. Oh.
Kuluva 7.
Yes, he told me that he was actually not in
Kuluva
the venue.
7 did not receive his own award. Well, after that, I saw him and he was like, I didn't even think I was going to win. So I went out and went for a drink.
Uh-huh.
And then I only came back to perform.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's just how bad it was.
And the Kuluva 7 award is controversial. I like to throw in a controversial theory here. So what happened is he won the award for best hip-hop verse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was nominated with Junior Brown and a lot of other guys.
Yes.
And if people really know Junior Brown, even the guys that I was sitting with were saying, no, the very verse that was nominated at Kuluva 7 is not all that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you've got Junior Brown, Tech 5, and 10 Diamond on stage presenting an award for which Junior Brown is nominated in.
But how does that work?
Along with Kuluva 7. So this is my theory. Is they were standing there. Once the nominations ran, I was one of the people shouting, if a person on stage wins this award, we are beating up, we are beating you guys up. Because Junior Brown is right there on stage, and
spirit.
That's what people were shouting. If Junior Brown wins this award, we are starting.
But why was Junior Brown on stage giving an award in the same category was nominated?
That's just how disorganized the awards were.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to talk about awards just after this, and let's not get it. Let's not exhaust all the information.
Well,
so,
just one more thing, though. So how did you feel about the smoke machine?
It was the smoke machine.
I was asking the guys who were filming, what were you filming with all that smoke? Like, you couldn't see anything. People have come on stage to perform. You turn on a smoke machine. It's all smoke. People are performing. We can't see anything.
Nothing.
Maybe they were smoking. So let's get smoking soon after this.
No,
actually.
But then it's like, I couldn't even see. I was supposed to be lighting that stage.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, are my eyes that bad?
You should have fog lights. Welcome back. We're still in studio with Mcini Nyone and Chipo Mawarire, and also Tsware Lomthobe. He's very vocal and is always in studio every single Friday.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. We need to do a coup on you.
Yes, yes. Target the criminals around you.
Around, yeah.
So if you're on social media platforms, make sure you engage in the conversation by making use of the hashtag GTEEVibe, and also tweet us at GilmoreTEE and at CliffCentral.com. So, together with Mcini and Chipo, we're going to talk about award ceremonies in Zimbabwe. We touched a little bit about that just before, and we said we should have fog lights next time you do an awarding ceremony with so much smoke. But what are your perspectives on all these awards that are just cropping up? You know, we do have the Zim Hip Hop Awards, we have the Zimbabwe Music Awards, we have the National Arts Merit Awards, we've got the Intumbane Merit Awards, we've got the Skies Metro FM Awards, the Star FM Music Awards, Bulawayo Arts Awards. There's so many awards just popping up. It's like popcorns all the time. Like it's a baby boom.
Oh,
crickets. Your perspective, Mcini?
We certainly have too many awards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key.
Well, obvious. I mean, the list is just like
we obviously have too many awards. But maybe the question we should be asking ourselves is, are the awards rewarding or awarding excellence?
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that that's what awards should do. Award excellence.
But as an artist, do you need someone? Do you need a shiny thing to verify or to sort of like, like put a stamp on your work?
I think awards are multi-layered. In a country like Zimbabwe, from a social point of view,
mm-hmm.
I need an award.
Mm-hmm.
When I won an award this year in June,
mm-hmm.
my family, we have never really believed, except my wife, of course. My wife has always believed in my art. But my
Never have married you if she was not believing in your art.
But my extended family,
uh-huh.
my extended family never really believed. It was something.
Mm-hmm.
But when I won that award, they now believe in my art. So from a social and family, at a social and family level, awards are necessary. But at a creative and commercial level, I don't believe they really work out, especially in Zim. It really doesn't add much commercial or creative value to.
Yeah, because you mentioned about the society. So then my question would be, do you need an award to prove yourself to the society that you live in, that I'm actually doing something, or it's always about self-achievement or self-gratification?
Self-achievement. Oh, that's too theoretical. That's too utopian, really. You need you need the approval of your family and
in the society at home.
And the society as a whole.
The thing is, for me, the reason why I have a problem, first and foremost, I'm not an award person.
Sure, you've never attended besides the horrible one.
As an individual, I don't, especially for a setting like Zimbabwe, even world over, I understand awards even the world over are political. I remember some years back when DJ Spoo won Song of the Year award after winning a lot of other awards. He won Song of the Year awards with that Remember When It Rained. He got on stage after winning about 5 other awards and said, I feel like I'm the only person who won an award tonight because I won this award. Because this is the only award in all these awards that is actually voted for by the people who listen to music.
Right.
It's not decided in an office. And I won this particular award, which means people loved his song and voted for it. Every other thing is decided in an effort. Go to MTV Awards. Eminem wins a lot of MTV Awards because he's signed to Aftermath. Aftermath is signed to Interscope. Interscope owns MTV. So you get the politics going on, the business going on, the world over. It's not only a Zimbabwean thing. And when you come down to Zimbabwe now, the problem then comes in when I think all these awards are political.
Yeah.
In the sense that people are given awards not always because they have earned them. I don't want to say deserve because I don't believe anyone deserves anything. But you work, you earn. Most of it is just filling in political gaps and stuff like that.
But personally, I think awards are just a business. For example, you were doing the Zim, Chipo, you were doing the Zim Hip Hop Awards, and Mudiwa walked away with 4 awards. I don't even, well, I know one song or so, but there's other hip hop artists that have so many songs. You were behind the scenes and you would have so much input in that.
But I don't even know who Mudiwa is. Like, honestly, the only time I've heard about Mudiwa this year was doing something with Magaya, or, but nothing really. And then he wins Best Gospel Hip Hop,
Something else.
Hip Hop Hustler. I won't even talk about Best Dressed. I mean, let's leave that one.
I don't follow.
But then I feel like awards, you know, in Zimbabwe, we always have this in thing. Remember the time when cricket was on the hype? And you'd have kids on the streets playing cricket, even the schools, our B schools, having cricket pitches and all that. That's the thing with awards.
Pitches or beaches?
Pitches.
Gilmore.
Pitches.
Gilmore. Amam Pinches at cricket.
Okay, I was saying I don't follow hip hop much, especially Zim hip hop. But I know there's a guy.
Actually, wait, but there's an entire awarding ceremony for Zim hip hop and you don't follow it, so.
No, it's not my kind of genre.
Okay, alright.
I listen to other kinds of music.
That's fine.
Maybe it's because Zim hip hop, it's not as deep as what I was brought up on.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, but I know there's a guy called Takura.
Yes. I was
I was expecting, yes, I don't know much of his music, but to me, who is not a hip hop follower, I've heard that there's Takura. So I was expecting him to at least be nominated, win something, but there was silence. So I was thinking, okay, these awards.
Which is what I'm saying, where I say the awards are political. You mentioned them being a business. A business for Beefy, the guy who's creating them, spending sponsors' money, or for the artist who won. Because I don't think anything for the artist who won.
Yeah,
I've only heard of one awarding ceremony where there was actually a prize for on certain categories. Mm-hmm. I remember Maskiri won a cell phone at the point, at the time. And the only, I remember when Cynic won a host of awards for his Sin City album, which is a great album, by the way. They were, if I remember correctly, there were no prizes that came with awards. The only time that a price could go, some businessman got up and said, because Cynic had his mother there, so each time he went to stage, he was with his mother. And some businessman removed $100 and was like, best mother of the year. Created an award right there and then. You know, but I don't know any of these awards to come with money. And if they do come with money, it's not anywhere close to us calling it a business.
No, but I think it's a business for the founders of the awards. Because, for example, I'm looking at it from a different angle. Giving Mudiwa awards will possibly create some more networks for you in getting more sponsorship next year, because Mudiwa is endorsed by Stewart Bank, by all these banks and all these people. So giving an award to Mudiwa will allow me as a founder of the awarding ceremony to get more sponsorship and recognition. Giving an award to whoever, Calvin for example, it will allow me to get attention from just the general people, because it's going to make noise, it's going to talk about it. So at the end of it, always business for the individuals in charge of the awards. That's my
attention take. For what? I mean, for example, what business would these guys be doing? They did this award in Lawa. Think of the cost of transporting everyone who had to come here. You know, the awards were terrible because I like to think it cost them a lot to transport all those people and all the resource and get here and not know what they are doing and mess that event up. I mean, the sound was terrible. The organization was terrible. Everything about it was terrible. The awards themselves were terrible. It's a record that has been sprayed with spray paint, gold. I can make that right now in my backyard.
The actual gold.
You know, it's different from the Bulawayo Arts Awards, where they actually got a gong molded, made.
Yeah,
someone designed that and made that.
Although I don't like the branding of the Bulawayo Arts Awards, but that's another topic. Shame.
You don't like anything, Gil.
I don't like you too. But how credible are they if there are so many of them?
Not so credible, because I feel like it's now a matter of I want to do better awards than so and so. It's no longer really about recognizing talent, because, well, if these people are really serious, we have five awards. If you were serious, why don't we all come together and award this person something that's really gonna go far? But then for them, it's like Gilmore saying, I did the best awards. I gave them this. Mcini saying, I did the best awards. So at the end of the day, there's really isn't much.
But how can we come together when we're actually failing to have a government of national unit? So how do we come together?
Well, if we want a government, who wants the government of national unity anyway?
So who wants to come together for awarding ceremonies? That's the same question.
Personally, I would want that. Or I would want people admitting their weaknesses and learning from other people.
Okay.
Because, well, personally, the article that I wrote, I said, after the 30th of June, if you are holding an award ceremony or just a red carpet event, you need to be serious.
Okay, what happened on the 30th of June?
Bulawayo Arts Awards.
Okay.
You need to be serious, because there's a standard that has been set. It wasn't perfect, but then it left the city speechless. So if now you're going to come here with bad sound, people cannot even connect their sound. Because the plugs tripped for like 30 minutes or so.
And then when they got back on, half the speakers were functioning. The left side wasn't functioning. It was just the right side functioning. And then when they got all sides functioning, the volume is too loud. Like, somebody didn't get, like, this is clipping red. People can't hear anything.
So why didn't you go and help? Because you're in a sound.
How much are they paying me? Ooh. I do this for a living.
But I feel like we're hitting too much on the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah.
But let's talk about awards in general. I mean, what institutions validate them, to be credible? Do we have such in Zimbabwe?
shouldn't it be the National Arts Council of Zimbabwe?
But they also
have their own.
Their own awards, yeah.
No, for me, this is my perspective. We don't need awards in Zimbabwe, not just yet. We have so much of our industry to put in place before we award. If anything, awards kill creativity, they kill artists. Because the people who are awarded are not always the very people who are actually cropping this art up, doing the little that is there to create semblance of an industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not all the time. You look at a lot of these awards, you wonder, okay, how did this guy, like you're saying it, how did this guy get an award? Where there's somebody else who's working very hard, whom you are aware of, whose quality you are aware of, whose creativity is unquestioned.
Yeah.
And yet they were nowhere close. You check. Mm-hmm. So we need, first and foremost, to set our industries in such a way that we are prepared to then award people.
I get that, but then in some way some people would argue saying that awards are there to motivate people. So what happens, because there's very little stuff motivating us in Zimbabwe, so when someone wins an award or gets a recognition for their little work or little efforts, doesn't that like motivate them? Don't we need that?
No, but we don't want to make people believe that they have arrived. Because that's what awards really make people believe, that I have arrived. Because there are people who are calling themselves musicians, but who are just taking demos to radio stations, then getting nominated for an award. So we need a proper, like what Twa is saying, we need a proper functional industry where musicians belong to a proper record label.
Okay.
Not just because you've got $5 to pay a backyard studio to record you, then you...
And to pay the DJ to play the music.
And even if the musician is an independent musician, my point is we need to check every box on the checklist. You know, we need to be able to do that. For example, I think a lot of, we got to a point where as long as you have a laptop and a microphone, you are a record producer, you're a music producer. But with time, that also people began to fall by the wayside, because now you can tell now, okay, the real boys are now playing, or the real girls. the real girls are now playing. You know, that sort of thing. Now, with awards, you've got that syndrome that has gotten people now. Okay, now I'm going to jail in jail again. You know, so I organize my own arts awards because I'm pissed off at the arts awards because they didn't recognize me. So I'm organizing my own arts awards to recognize myself and my friends. Basically the attitude that's there.
Okay, so it means we have the wrong institutions again, because I feel if the my institutions friend doesn't win an award.
The institutions, in the sense that Sky's Metro FM have a right, I would say, to hold awards.
Okay.
They are a radio station. I mean, I like to believe, because they are a radio station, they have a certain quality control. So as a radio station, you can host awards based on your traffic at the radio station. They've got records to say, this is the most played song because this was the most requested song. They've got a reference data
of some sort.
You check.
True, yeah.
But again, also maybe the music that they play is their friends. So it still goes back to the same thing, that I will start an awarding ceremony because I need to give him clean. He's my friend. And he's the one that I'll only allow to take pictures in a certain area that I have of influence. I think it goes back to the same thing.
No, I get it. But my point being is they're an institution with reference data. They can pull it out. Like in the time between April and July, people requested Cooksman's song more than they requested Nobuntu's song.
Okay.
They've got that data, so we're going to award this guy.
Okay.
You check. This song had more ratings, blah, blah, blah. They've got that data as an institute, so they are credible. It's different from when I just get up, walk out my door, go into town, and announce an award ceremony.
Okay, so you mentioned radio stations being credible to host awards. But who else should host awards, Chipo, on your own?
Well, I believe people who have been there. People who've been seeing things. I really wouldn't like exactly the institutions, but people who have been there, who have exposure also, we have an appreciation. Well, of course, it can't always be that objective.
Yeah.
But then people who we can also validate to say they have contributed this much, they have done this much as themselves. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can also validate other people.
Okay. Mkwini, would you agree?
Ours are tricky because we don't have neutral bystanders.
Mm.
Because what we would need for ours to be objective is to have people who know enough about the industry,
mm-hmm.
but are also neutral enough.
Oh, yeah.
So now for you to have...
to arrive there.
To arrive there, where you have people who know enough about the industry, mm-hmm. but are neutral. Because people who know enough about the industry are heavily involved in the
mm-hmm.
industry.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they would want to influence
mm-hmm.
who gets awards and who does not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess outside of radio stations, maybe if we had a government, a system of governance that have got proper institutions, maybe.
Mm.
Because we don't have a system of governance that has got proper institutions.
Mm.
Like
mm.
if the National Arts Council was
properly
functional, maybe you would say such an institution would. But
which is where my point comes from. We still, if we had, we worked on our industries to function properly, there wouldn't be a question on who should host awards. Many awards around the world are private.
Mm-hmm.
Awards, the Oscars, belong to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet, those people have a track record when it comes to film.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And their existence, function, contribution, whatever, to film, to the point that they are rich enough of film to be able to say, we'll host this award and recognize others.
Okay.
Cannes Film Festival has an awarding ceremony on its own. Cannes is one of the biggest platforms the world over of independent film. So if you make it at Cannes, many people who win awards at Cannes the following year have a series on HBO, on Hulu, on these huge platforms.
That's probably.
Because why? The big networks are also watching at Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for new, young talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those... So, but you would find Cannes belongs to a couple of friends. It's not a government or whatever. It's a couple of friends, but a couple of friends who've also proven themselves in film. I believe Robert De Niro is one of the owners of Cannes.
Cannes, is it?
You know, something like... So you can't question
his
presence in or in film. So if he's going to say, me and a couple of friends are giving awards, you know it's credible.
So then would you sort of like recommend people that are doing an amazing job in whatever industry they are in to actually start these awards?
If Oliver Mdukudzi came together
and does
with, with Vusi Ncube, and with Thomas Mafumo, and they said we're giving music awards, I would follow that.
Yes, yeah, that would
make sense.
Yeah.
So that could be the solution to Zimbabwe.
You know, I would follow that because I know, okay, these people have contributed. They have a track record. You know, they just now need to find a system that actually validates, okay, when we give this particular person, this is our system. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. But how important are awards to the audience and also the practitioners in any particular field at all? How important are they?
Wow. Like Tsai saying, from getting an award, someone should get something from it. Should gain mileage. But then in Zimbabwe, it's like you win a NAMA or what, and the next year we don't even remember your name. Like the next 2 hours,
the NAMAs won't hire you for lighting next year, right? Yeah.
You know what? I think we also need we need educated consumers for awards to work, because let me give myself as an example. Someone will just call me and say, Mkwini, how much do you charge to do a photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
I give them my charge. They say, thank you. Then they call the next number on their list.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going with price.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm, sometimes if I manage to keep the person on the line long enough, mm-hmm. I ask them, have you looked at my work? Look at my work, then, because money, it's not about money. Look at my work, then we'll talk.
Mm.
But now, if we don't have an educated consumer who does not see value in the quality of work, in the professionalism of how the work is delivered and things like that, then ours will be useless, really, because...
No, but now, in a, I agree with you, I'm with you, but then I'm saying also, we are not taking advantage of that. If people are putting money forward, then maybe we should be holding awards based on sales. And then create a competitiveness in that arena. Get people to buy more. If it means Mgcini charges a certain amount for photo shoot, but people will not pay for it, then we figure out a way for Mgcini to charge what people will pay for in such a way that they will pay for it. You know, some artists educate people. Some artists are comfortable with the 2-3 clients that come through because they pay handsomely. Somebody's going low to, you know, meet the need, which kills them as an artist as well. Because somebody is piling jobs that they are even failing to maintain, to keep up, you know. But then I'm sure a middle ground can be found in such a way that, you know what, to a certain extent, not to a certain extent, he's very right in the sense, let's educate our consumers.
Yep.
But also let's try and, this is where awarding based on sales is. Let's try and convince even more people and clients to pay. To pay somewhere where, why they are paying and things like that. So that way we are saying, okay, Mgcini, this year got 53 jobs. KB got 51 jobs. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's really tricky when it comes to awards. It is definitely very tricky.
But so what's the way forward then? Do we continue doing this? Do we kill the whole awarding ceremonies? Because there's so many of them to even keep up with for such a small country as Zimbabwe. What's the way forward for us?
Let's say one or two.
Right.
Let's just.
But who's going to control that now? Because we don't have institutions that sort of like validate this.
I guess the good awards, like the Bulawa Yo Ass Awards.
Are you saying that because you're from Bulawa?
No, no, really. The whole country knows that the Bulawa Yo Ass Awards are the best awards. The Bulawa Yo Ass Awards, after they happened, no one was asking who organized them because they were so well done.
Wow.
So I guess the good ones will just stand out and...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but still, after the Bulawa Arts Awards, you still got terrible awards coming up.
So they were never inspired. It's people.
So somebody didn't think like, Biffy, the Zim Hip Hop Awards didn't think, we're going to Bulawa.
He's not going to hire you for sound.
Let's phone those
again.
Guys.
Who organized
the Bulawa Arts Awards and get them to put this together for us.
They thought maybe something in the water.
You know,
yeah, yes. they thought maybe if we drink Bulawa Yo water, maybe
they thought it's just a Bulawa Yo thing, the magic thing. Is going to happen, but you know, then it doesn't work that way. You have to put in some work, some serious work,
yeah. Because right now, you've got this Ntumbane Merit Awards coming up. I don't know, I mean. Yeah, somebody should go and check them out. I know I won't, but somebody...
I can't. I can... thank God I'm not. So I cannot put myself through that again.
through that torture,
I can't.
Yeah.
So where are they happening exactly?
I'm not sure.
We know it's in Ntumbane.
Probably Ntumbane Community
very,
Hall.
Yeah, Ntumbane was a very, you know, crucial place during Kukura Wundi, you know, so maybe in the spirit of that,
there's going to be violent in the hours,
you know. Yeah, maybe it's an important event that
maybe
you know. Yeah. So yeah, we should check it out. I think, you know,
definitely we should check it out. But if you're listening at home, what do you think? Should we have awards to validate people's works? Should we actually have that shiny thing given to someone for the work that they're doing, or we should just not have them existing? Join the social media platforms by using the hashtag GTEE vibe and tweeting us at GilmoreTEE and at CliffCentral.com. Mgcini and Chipo, we have to let you go.
Okay.
Unfortunately or fortunately.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad. No, I thought you were going to say it was as horrible as those hours that you were
doing. No. It.
Nothing comes close.
No, it was fun, actually. Yeah. Fine.
So if we'd like to get a hold of you, where can I get a hold of you?
Mkininyon across everything. Mkininyon on Facebook, Mkininyon on Twitter, Mkininyon on Instagram.
But you know, like white people say, oh, black people look the same, and their name sounds the same. So how do we
what is spell? That got to do with?
I'm just trying to let him spell out his name.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's Mgcini.
Uh-huh.
Nyoni is Nyoni.
So Mkininyoni.
Mkininyoni, yeah.
If people can spell Ahmedina Jan, they can spell Mkininyoni.
No, they can't.
Believe
like,
you me.
Oh, how do I say your name, by the way? Mm-hmm. It sounds like Zenzele. And your name is Mkininyoni. No, thank you. Shibo?
Oh, Facebook, Chaipo Mawarere.
Oh, wow. Chaipo.
Chaipo. Mawarire. Instagram, Mawarere Chaipo. Well, it's just the reverse of my Facebook name.
Okay. Are you related to Ivan's Mawarere?
I wish.
Oh, you wish.
I'm still hunting him down.
Well, you'll find him eventually. Maybe we'll find something to come back with, seeing that our new government seem to be eradicating everything that is negative. Thank you so much for joining us. It's very exciting.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. So again, we'll be back with more on MTV Sugar. That's 5 minutes with Sugar.
Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Zamo's story. Don't get it twisted. I may be the girl who got pregnant in high school, ne? But don't for a minute think that you have me figured out. I'm the girl every guy wants and every girl wishes she could be.
Sala! Do you see Zamo's always on fleek and surrounded by nice things? To top it off, I am super hot. My dance moves are a killer and I have absolutely no trouble speaking my mind. Ma'am Zoho.
Hello.
Kanjani.
Kanjani, babes.
Yeah, please.
You know, if you can come and work for me, we can make lots and lots of money. Matsabiti.
Me. Work here. Yeah. I won't have time to have fun.
Fun? You can have fun here. Look. This man look at you like you miss South Africa.
Angin and Abama. But having a kid is hard. Yeah, Spunky's dad contributes financially, but we haven't seen him since Spunky was born. I'm doing the best I can, but my mother thinks it's not enough.
I need you to be with Spunky this weekend.
Huh? Ma, it's the freshest turn up.
I'm going to a funeral.
Hamba na yege, ma.
Aibo, children mustn't know death, Zamo.
Okay, so ma, what am I supposed to do?
Ringa niya kolyang it. So you must look after him. What do you think life is?
She was a teenage mother too, and trust me, she wasn't perfect either. You'd think she'd be more understanding. No man is going to decide my fate ever again. I'm a condom, I'm my best friend, and I treat men like the toys they are. But Leo was a breath of fresh air. Yeah, I wanted to jump his bones at first, but he soon put me in my place. Kenya, you're late.
I've been struggling to find my way around this place.
You learn. Or I could show you around, if you're nice to me.
Zamo, you're a high school kid. Whatever you're thinking, it's not gonna work.
Whatever. There's no fish in the sea.
I think that it's cool that you are who you wanna be.
We became really good friends and he was amazing with Spunky. Kind of like a dad. Right? Meanwhile, I carried on as usual, having fun and leaving my responsibilities to everyone else. One day, Leo lost it with me.
Spunky's not our responsibility, he's yours.
It's not like there's anything special you're doing.
Oh, so neglecting your child is doing something special.
Look, this kid needs a parent, and since his dad's not around, you're not doing a good job.
Okay, we have figured. 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, and you're already telling me what my son needs and doesn't need.
Because I spend more time with him than you.
Yazin, I don't need you, ne? I thought I knew better. I could look after Spunky and keep up with my social life. Then the unthinkable happened. I only left him alone for a minute. Two at most.
Upumtana, Michelle and Umtana. Nkumana, Upumtana.
Leo, I'm scared. I need your help.
Samok,
we have to believe that we're going to find him.
This is my fault, Leo.
Samok, it's not your fault.
You know, I could do better at school. It's that I just decided not to apply myself. I could help my mom around the house instead of bitching all the time. I just want my baby home. I just want my child to come back.
Please, you're scaring me. Can you please calm down?
Leo and I searched all night, and I must have prayed to God 1,000 times to please bring back my baby. I would do anything. I went to the taxi rank to meet my mother and tell her the terrible news. And then... my mother. And Spunky.
Why were you not with him? Why were you not with Spunky? Where were you?
I turned my back for 1 minute, Ma, and he was gone.
You know that Sis Togo's the one who brought him to me. She's the one found him wandering around outside the chillas.
Sorry, Ma, I'm sorry.
It's a baby.
I'm sorry.
Boy, did I learn my lesson after that. But my mom reminded me that I could still be me too.
Hey, Vogue.
No turn up tonight.
Nah, ma. It's just one party, you know. Let me give them some time to miss me.
Good luck. I'm going to no Spunk.
No, ma. Like, really, it's cool. And besides, me and Spunky are having a great time. I need you, my baby.
I want you to go. I know the pins down is a big one.
Mama, I thought you wanted me to spend time with my son.
Uzokwenza lokho Nomzamo. Kodwa ba manje ngani yami, I want you to go out with your friends and have fun. Coco's got this.
What?
Coco's got this.
Hey, Coco, can you flame?
She's not so bad after all. I get it now. I am a mother, and Spunky will always be my top priority from now on. But I am the queen of Zenzele dance floor, and queen, I will stay. Igamala Muzamo, and I am here to slay.
If you're a teenage mum, should you expect to behave like other teenagers your age? That's how we do it on South, boy. That's what they got it
down south. So we have for you this week. Thank you to Mklini Nyone and Chipoma Warere for joining me in studio. Obviously, talking about award ceremonies in Zimbabwe. You can be a part of the conversation by making use of the hashtag GTEE vibe and also tweeting me at GilmoreTEE and at CliffCentral.com. Until next week, same time, same place. Let's talk Zim.
This is CliffCentral.com.